On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz, alongside junior goaltender of this BSU Beaver squad, Zuzana Tomchikova. And Z, first of all, your first week of practice here at the Bemidji Regional Event Center. What are your thoughts so far?
It's great. I mean, the building is amazing. Our locker room is amazing. The weight room, even better. I mean, it's just great, and we're really happy we have the chance to be in here and have this facility.
Started off the season at Wayne State, 3-0 shutout, your ninth of your career here at Bemidji State. Just talk about how nice it was to get back on the ice and actually play a real opponent in that game.
I mean, it was great. The start of the season is always hard, and we got to get used to playing games again. So it was a very nice start to start off, but then the second weekend came around and we got a wake-up call that we need to work harder, and I really hope and I think that we'll do better than we did the last weekend.
Last weekend, a long weekend in Madison. It was supposed to be a Friday-Saturday series. It turned out to be a Friday-Sunday series. Obviously, you knew going into that series, number five team in the country. Do you even think of those rankings? And how hard was it on Friday, you know, knowing that you had to play that number five team?
I mean, we definitely knew they were going to play hard and they were going to be a great team, but Coach told us respect them, but don't fear them, and that's what we start off doing. And I mean, we played really well the first period and a part of the second, and then I don't really know what happened. It just got out of hand, and Wisconsin took over, and definitely they're a good team, and we should have played better, and the score was 7-1, but it happens, and I mean, we bounced back the second game, and we fought hard, and we showed that there is a lot more in the team that we showed on Friday.
Well, that Sunday, your team played so much better. You had 41 saves. Talk about the difference between those 2 days and how much it helped you to have that many saves on a Sunday.
I don't know. I mean, every game is different, and you start off with 0-0, and then you see what happens. So, I mean, definitely the second game we played a lot better, and as a whole team we played a lot better in our zone, and we did good in their offensive zone, and we had a lot of chances, but we just didn't get any in. So, I mean, it was close, but too bad we didn't come back and didn't put one in.
This weekend you play Mercyhurst, another challenge, number one team in the country. How are you preparing for that game?
I don't know. I usually tend to prepare for every game the same. So, I mean, just work hard the whole week, and then when the game comes, just be ready from the early beginning, because I'm sure they'll start off hard, and we just need to be ready for that.
Your team gets to open up the breck before the men even hit the ice. How excited are you for that?
Very excited. I mean, this building is amazing, and we just can't wait to play in it.
I noticed a new addition. You've got a tattoo on the back of your neck from the Olympics. When did you have it done? And tell us a little bit about it.
I got it done on June 9th. And, I mean, when we qualified to the Olympics, the whole team decided that we're going to go and we're going to get a tattoo. So not everyone got it yet, but there's a few of us that did. So, I mean, we decided it was a great opportunity. I mean, lifetime experience for us to go there. And we were so lucky to even get there. So we just decided that we're going to have a tattoo, and that's what we did.
How much does your Olympic experience help you coming into this weekend, knowing that this is going to be such a big event too?
I don't know. I mean, every game helps you being a better hockey player because you just get the experience. And definitely Olympics was something amazing. And there were a lot of world-class players playing there. So I hope I'm better than I was before. And I hope I can help my team to win and to play a really good game.
You'll get to see Megan Augusta this weekend again. And she played for Team Canada. Obviously, that's going to help you because you know how she plays, doesn't it?
I mean, that game was just overwhelming, and I tend to not look out for players. I tend to see everybody the same way. So, I mean, she's a great player, but I don't think of her as anything up top. So everybody in this league, in Division I hockey, is a great hockey player. So, I mean, she's just like that too.
Z, talk about the chemistry of this team. Obviously, with five new faces, the freshmen come in, and you've got three seniors that have, you know, led your team in scoring over the last year or two. What does your team bring to the table this weekend?
The chemistry is great. We played four games so far, and we just got to get used to it. And, I mean, the freshmen need to get adjusted to the level of the game, and I think they're doing a good job of that. So it will just probably take a while to just get adjusted and play the way we played last year.
Thanks, Z. I appreciate your time. Yeah, good luck this weekend.
Thanks. It's about
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.